Our final home. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. The fire that consumes the wicked purifies the earth. Every trace of the curse is swept away. No eternally burning hell will keep before the ransom the fearful consequences of sin. One reminder alone remains: our Redeemer will ever bear the marks of his crucifixion, the only traces of the cruel work that sin has wrought. Through eternal ages the wounds of Calvary will show forth his praise and declare his power. Christ assured his disciples that he went to prepare mansions for them in the Father's house. Human language is inadequate to describe the reward of the righteous. It will be known only to those who behold it. No finite mind can comprehend the glory of the paradise of God. In the Bible, the inheritance of the saved is called a country. There the heavenly shepherd leads his flock to fountains of living waters. There are ever-flowing streams, clear as crystal, and beside them waving trees cast their shadows upon the paths prepared for the ransomed of the Lord. Wide-spreading plains swell into hills of beauty, and the mountains of God rear their lofty summits. On those peaceful plains, beside those living streams, God's people, so long pilgrims and wanderers, shall find a home. They shall build houses, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build, and another inhabit; they shall not plant, and another eat. Mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice, and blossom as the rose. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. And a little child shall lead them. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Pain cannot exist in heaven. There will be no more tears, no funeral trains. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. For the former things are passed away. The inhabitant shall not say, I am sick; the people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. There is the New Jerusalem, the metropolis of the glorified new earth. Her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. In the city of God there shall be no night. There will be no weariness. We shall ever feel the freshness of the morning and ever be far from its close. The light of the sun will be superseded by a radiance which is not painfully dazzling, yet which immeasurably surpasses the brightness of our noontide. The redeemed walk in the glory of perpetual day. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. The people of God are privileged to hold open communion with the Father and the Son. Now we behold the image of God as in a mirror, but then we shall see him face to face, without a dimming veil between.